If I had been interested in blackmail, I had enough evidence in my hand to support me for life. I was looking for something bigger than political corruption, however. When Ferraro rolled into his study after dinner, the room was dark. I heard him murmur something about the servants and fumble for the switch. Before he found it, the robot closed the door and turned on the lights. I sat behind his desk, all his personal papers before me, weighted down with a pistol, and as fierce a scowl as I could raise smeared across my face. Before he got over the shock, I snapped an order at him. "Come over here and sit down, quick!" The robot hustled him across the room at the same time, so he had no choice except to obey. When he saw the papers on the desk, his eyes bulged, and he just gurgled a little. Before he could recover, I threw a thick folder in front of him. "I am Admiral Tharr, League Grand Fleet. These are my credentials. You had better check them." Since they were as good as any real admiral's, I didn't worry in the slightest. Ferraro went through them as carefully as he could in his rattled state, even checking the seals under UV. It gave him time to regain a bit of control, and he used it to bluster. "What do you mean by entering my private quarters and burglaring? You're in very bad trouble," I said, in as gloomy a voice as I could muster. Ferraro's tanned face went a dirty gray at my words. I pressed the advantage. "I am arresting you for conspiracy, extortion, theft, and whatever other charges develop after a careful review of these documents. Seize him!" This last order was directed at the robot, who was well briefed in its role. It rumbled forward and locked its hand around Ferraro's wrist, handcuff style. He barely noticed. "I can explain," he said desperately. "Everything can be explained. There is no need to make such charges. I don't know what papers you have there, so I wouldn't attempt to say they are all forgeries. I have many enemies, you know. If the League knew the difficulties faced on a backward planet like this..." "That will be entirely enough," I snapped, cutting him off with a wave of my hand. "All of those questions will be answered by a court at the proper time. There is only one question I want an answer to now. Why are you building a battleship?" The man was a great actor. His eyes opened wide, his jaw dropped, he sank back into the chair as if he had been tapped lightly with a hammer. When he managed to speak, the words were completely unnecessary. He had already registered every evidence of injured innocence. "What battleship?" he gasped. "The Warlord-class battleship that is being built at the Cenerentola Space Yards, disguised behind these blueprints." I threw them across the desk to him and pointed to the one corner. "Those are your initials there, authorizing construction." Ferraro still had the baffled act going as he fumbled with the papers, examined the initials and such. I gave him plenty of time. He finally put them down, shaking his head. "I know nothing about any battleship. These are the plans for a new cargo liner. Those are my initials. I recall putting them there." I phrased my question carefully as I had him right where I wanted him now. "You deny any knowledge of the Warlord battleship that is being built from these modified plans?" "These are the plans for an ordinary passenger freighter. That is all I know." His words had the simple innocence of a young child's. Was he ever caught? I sat back with a relaxed sigh and lit a cigar. "Wouldn't you be interested in knowing something about that robot who was holding you?" I said. He looked down, as if aware for the first time that the robot had been holding him by the wrist during the interview. "That is no ordinary robot. It has a number of interesting devices built into its fingertips. Thermocouples, galvanometers, things like that. While you talked, it registered your skin temperature, blood pressure, amount of perspiration and such. In other words, it is an efficient and fast-working lie detector. We will now hear all about your lies." Ferraro pulled away from the robot's hand as if it had been a poisonous snake. I blew a relaxed smoke ring. "Report," I said to the robot. "Has this man told any lies?" "Many," the robot said. "Exactly 74% of all statements he made were false."